You remember when you most felt alive? I bet you it was during those moments when you just couldn't give a rat's posterior to what the outcome was going to be or to what people thought of you or if you were having a bad hair day. Those times when you made up your mind to just do it in spite of and you chose to be yourself and you did it. I'll bet you have a few stories from your youngster days that'll make even a nudist colony jumping jack instructor blush. Ooh. Aha! The key words there? Youngster days. That kid in you had all the fun. And then? Yep, then you grew up.
I know that's right.
Stop it. You want to know who fails in life? Those who don't try. Those who don't go for it. And guess who those guys are? Go ahead, guess. They're the ones who grew up. Yep, they're the ones who started over-deliberating, cogitating, measuring, assessing, second-guessing and determining, that wouldn't be prudent. What? Prudent? That wouldn't be prudent? Oh, come on now. Look, we've got to eliminate the word prudent from Webster's right now. Okay, I'm going to take a breath, and I'm going to do the adult thing here. We must plan for our future. There. And we must stay within the social boundaries, okay? We must not put our hair too close to an open flame. And we must keep the volume respectfully low, not to disturb our neighbors. We must be responsible. But we just can't lose our kid. You see, it's the kid in you. Oh yeah, it's still there. You just piled a bunch of old newspapers, coffee grinds, and unresolved junk over it. But it's still there. You see, it's the kid that makes you take that vacation for no good reason. It's your kid that zooms off to the right without apology while everybody else is going left. It's that kid that belly laughs and dances and sings funny without a care for what others think. And yep, it's your kid that'll take the risks towards success in everything, relationships, business, and you'll call them adventures rather than questionable decisions. Now, why am I rambling about this? I tell you why. Because I want your joy. I want you to never lose your joy. I want you to do less conforming, more defying. Be less predictable and more naughty. Oh yeah, I said it. Less stuffy, more fluffy. Less complying and more common sense. Do less of what you're supposed to do and more of the things you love. I want you to peel back those rules, those limits, those borders that you erected. And I want you to shout to the universe, why not? Now, I realize this sounds a bit spooky to some of you. Of course, you're the ones who probably have already left the conversation here. So I'll leave you with this. Remember, life is ridiculously miraculous. Every day, this moment, it's a miracle. You get to be alive while so many don't. Do you get that? Breathe it in deeply. You got one shot, my friend, one shot. This is your moment to shine, baby. So I want you to shake off those shackles. Just shake them off. Claim God's promise for the abundant life. Shout why not and set your kid free. Oh yeah. But most of all, thank your living, loving maker for giving you the chance to create the life you desire. All you got to do is take it. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family to yours.